high-speed chase. Police chase UFO. It's an alien invasion. Police in South Wales just had a run-in with an alleged UFO. We're in the studio with police officer Mary Clarkson. She claims she saw it from the air. So, Mary, what did you see?
We were in the helicopter on routine work when a flying saucer almost hit us at about 2,000 metres, just as we were waiting to land at the St. Athens Ministry of Defence base. We had to swerve to avoid it. Once we got over the initial shock, we chased the ship across the Bristol Channel, but it was so fast we lost the trail. It vanished around the coast of North Devon.
Astrobiologists say that UFOs are most likely leftover pieces of comets and meteorites heading for Earth. Don't you think that what you saw was a meteorite fragment?
No way. This was a ship. We all got a very close look at it. This isn't the first UFO sighting here. In the past few years, there have been 30 different reports of strange flying objects all over Wales. One person described a black mass hovering over Rhyl. Another saw a flying disc over Newport. And a third report tells of a spinning object with legs seen above the Rhondda Valley.
So is this your first experience of aliens?
Oh no, I had another experience back in 1975. Then I was one of 170 people who witnessed a UFO land. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a sweltering day and the sky was a real clear blue. Suddenly, at the crossroads in town, a ship landed. It was funny looking, shaped like a hat. It had to be around 10 metres. It landed and stopped. It stayed there, still, for a few minutes. No one who saw it dared to blink even. Everyone was so shocked. Something strange happened when it landed too. All the nearby cars stalled and stopped. I'll never forget it.
Wow, that gave me a chill up my spine. Thanks, officer.